This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Communications Committee Weekend Edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are starting out the first couple segments of the show this weekend talking with Ned Schmidt. Ned is a very unique individual in that he has two newsletters. He came highly recommended to us by our good friend Laura Stein. Thank you very much, Laura. Ned's newsletters center around two very different investment sectors. One is agriculture and obviously one is gold. We're going to start out talking about the ag sector because we haven't talked about that for a long time. Just by way of introduction, Ned, if you don't mind, let's tell us a little bit about your newsletter and then get into, if you would, why you think the agriculture segment right now really is promising for investors.
Well, the newsletter, which is called the Agri-Food Value View, really does two things for the investor. One of my goals is to educate the investor. Most investors don't know much about corn, soybean, oats, or things like that. Many investors have never seen a corn field or soybean field. So it is to give them some background so they come to understand the industry and then get into the individual companies. So investors, which are two kinds, those that are invested in agriculture, such as own a farm or have an interest in a farm, and those that are just pure stock buyers. So I try to first bring their knowledge level up so that you know what's happening in soybeans enough to make an intelligent decision on John Deere tractor, things like that. So it builds your education so that you're capable of making some investment decisions rather than just me giving you three names at the bottom of the last page to buy.
Ned, let's start out kind of at a high-level look at the agricultural sector then. I know that we can drive down into many of the different sectors, but from a high-level look, not just in the U.S., but internationally, what are you seeing in this sector?
Well, what we're seeing is incomes rising in a lot of places where incomes hadn't risen for centuries. What we're seeing is in the Pacific region, let's call it the Asia-Pacific, which immediately everybody thinks of China. That's the obvious one. But the whole region around it, from South Korea, Japan, swinging down through the Philippines into Singapore, those nations, their incomes have risen. And as your income rises, you eat better. You know, I used to teach college. The students used to talk about the first thing I'm going to do when I get a job is never eat ramen noodles again. They want to eat meat. They want to go to a restaurant. So that demand is being fueled by income rising. Because higher incomes, the first thing people do is eat better. Swing around to Africa. Now, Africa appears on the investment horizon of some people every other year or so. But income growth in Africa is far stronger than most areas of the world. And what we're seeing is incomes, they're rising significantly in percentage terms. As those incomes start to rise, they're eating better. So as incomes rise, it's an income-driven type of demand. On the supply side, Iowa isn't getting any bigger. Iowa is the same size this year as it was 100 years ago. There is not an undiscovered soybean field in the state of Iowa. The same is true for most countries. And so the constraint starts with arable, farmable land. There just isn't any being made. And every year, we actually lose a little. And so the supply side is start off constrained by land. Now, what's prevented the land constraint from being a big supply constraint has been in technology. In other words, if you go back to when Al and I were kids, we planted the rows between the cornfield plants was 36 inches because that's the width you needed to get a horse down the rows. Today, we're under 20 inches. And so we now can produce 25% more corn on a cornfield than we did 40 years ago simply because we plant more plants. But there is a physical limit to that. There is a biological limit on how many plants you can put on an acre of ground. And we're slowly approaching that. While technology now is shifting to making the farmer more profitable rather than simply producing more. And technology is becoming increasingly an element of the system to make the farmers more profitable. Remember, the goal in agriculture is not to maximize production, but to maximize the profit of the farmer. We're doing a whole lot more with technology than we have ever done before.
Mr. So Schmidt, I need to say, Ned, and I've got a whole lot of respect for you, so we're going to go with Mr. Schmidt here just for a second, and that is, I think that the agricultural sector really, really represents opportunity, as I have felt in the past at various times, that the energy sector really represents opportunity. Why do I say that? I say that because people cannot live without agriculture, as people cannot live without energy. What a very, very interesting sector you've opened up, at least in my mind.
It's true, and they will buy their food before they're going to buy an iPhone. In other words, we can live without an iPhone. We cannot live without bread and meat. So there's a necessity that we spend so much of our income simply to feed ourselves every single day. In other words, if you look at China, we're feeding 1.4 billion people every day. In other words, if you go look at copper, I might buy a few pounds of copper if I buy a new house. But I only buy a new house, every 30 years. On the other hand, the demand for food is recurring every day. And somebody has to make a profit. And the mechanics of the industry sometimes make it work. In other words, you take a look at Cargill, which is not a public company. This company, it's a question of how big are their profits in any one year. It's rare that they ever lose money. And if you look at the ag companies, despite what happened to grain prices this last year, they made money. They don't make as much. But you don't have this going into a loss cycle because they're structured to make a business on volume. In other words, this industry largely is driven by volumes, and that's what's driving it right now. In other words, a company like BG, Bunge, they live off quantity. Price is nice if it works in your favor, but it's simply the volume. And then when we start looking at investments, sometimes we run across things that are just structured to go our way. In other words, a company that's been of a lot of interest this year is FMC. This company is what we call a crop protection company. They make pesticides and herbicides and insecticides. Well, with Monsanto being bought by Bayer and with Syngenta being bought by ChemChina, we have two large public ag companies that are going to disappear from the public market. That leaves right now only FMC as a publicly traded stock. It's a gimme almost that FMC should do better than other stocks in the next year because money will flow to that single stock. And we don't have another one coming on the market till next year when Dow and DuPont merge their agricultural sector and we have chemicals and seeds there. So we're losing two big players in the industry for the public stock investor. And that leaves us with only one. Well, that's where money's going to flow.
Ned, we appreciate the comment on the agri industry. We're going to be right back with you chatting gold.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We continue to talk with Ned Schmidt. Ned is a real expert in a couple of areas. One is agriculture and one is gold. We talked about the agricultural newsletter. I tell you, my interest has really been piqued with that. That is a sector that we, Corey and I, are going to start covering much more closely than we have in the past. Ned, having said that, in your gold newsletter, Value View Gold, you don't really talk about companies necessarily. You talk about gold in a macro sense. Tell us about that newsletter.
Well, that newsletter tries to keep you on two things, on the right side of the longer-term gold trend, and tries to get you to buy your gold or gold mining stocks, whatever you're interested in, when the market is low. You know, it's not a very unique idea on my part that we ought to buy low. You know, you chuckle there, but if you listen to the public press, mm-hmm. if you look at internet sites on investments or listen to them on the radio or the TV, they all want you to buy on a high. It's up 25% this week, so let's buy some more.
Right.
Most times people, that gets them in trouble. Gold, from a macro standpoint, is two things unique about it. One is, most of the world still doesn't own any gold. And if you went around to the average investor, I still think you would find most portfolios void of gold. And that goes back to the era before Reagan when individuals couldn't buy gold. And the other one is, gold is protection against politicians, bureaucrats, and economists making mistakes. And if you look at the last 20, 30 years of economic history, just in the United States, the Federal Reserve has never got it right. They've always been wrong. And ultimately, that will show up in the value of gold. And it will show up in the value of currencies. Why is the British pound and the euro down? Well, it's not that the people change, it's governments are miserable. Mm-hmm. And so it is the one defense against bad government, which we see every day in our lives. In other words, the United States is getting ready for an election. I mean, gold should be up just on that, if you look at what's going on in our election. So gold has two things. People don't own it, and it's a protection against governments and bureaucrats.
Ned, let's look at gold in terms of different currencies, because we do focus on the gold price in terms of U.S. dollars. That's what it's quoted on seemingly around the world. But quite frankly, when you look at it in other currencies, we see different charts for all those out there that do like to look at charts. How do you feel what has happened over the last couple weeks here, where we've seen the U.S. dollar start to make moves higher? Gold has sold off, especially last week, the first week of October, but we also saw a crash in the British pound. So there are different push and pull factors that I think are not just driving gold, but driving these other currencies. What's your overall view on this?
Yes, a good one to talk about is the British pound. And if you look at, if you have an app that has gold prices in it, most of them at the top will let you change the currency. So the one to look at is gold and British pounds, because it is the one about to break out. If you look at there's a resistance at about 1,050 pounds on British gold. And that's the one that's now trying to move higher. So the point is the rest of the world going to be selling gold? No. If you're a British citizen, first of all, you've been rewarded handsomely for owning gold the last 2 years. And you're protected against things like last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I've called it the Second Battle of Britain. Because what happened is, that was the day gold was down about 40 U.S. dollars mm-hmm. that day. The Prime Minister May had said two things, essentially. One, she's going to trigger Article 50 of the EU treaty in March. And two, she told the banks in the city to buzz off. She said, you're not getting any deal from us to help you. And what the banks did said, that's fine. We're going to crush the British pound. And that Tuesday, the banks, in massive size, and maybe they weren't talking to each other, but they all did the same thing. So that was the Second Battle of Britain. And the banks are trying to punish England and try and get Prime Minister May to back off, change her mind. And I don't think she's going to. So that's what keyed it off. Now, what that did was kick the dollar up. And people start thinking, oh, the dollar's strong. No, the dollar's not strong. It's the British pound is miserable. They had been trading before the British pound, the Mexican peso, versus the election polls. And so what we're seeing is the back to this mentality that the dollar is strong. Well, it's really not that the dollar is strong. It's because they're trading these individual currencies. They took this South African rand down 5% this week. And so this mentality transferred into crushing individual currencies into the dollar is strong, and now they're all rationalizing that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates on the 14th of December. Well, they're not going to. So what we've got gold in dollars doing is building up toward a major bottom somewhere between the beginning of December and the beginning of January. So I think people, what they need to be doing in their portfolios is using periods of exceptionally strong price weakness, like we're in right now in gold and silver, as a chance to buy it, to add to your portfolio. Because you're not going to know, I'm not going to know, and nobody else is going to know the day that gold and silver bottom. But all we can do is buy it between these periods when the trading community is delusional and thinks they know what the Federal Reserve is going to do.
Yeah,
so, yes, I do pay attention to other currencies.
Yeah, I have to take a little, just a little bit of a, I'd have to say, on the other side of the trade in terms of raising interest rates in December. I personally don't think that's going to happen. I think it's, and the only reason I say that, I mean, there's some pretty good rationale, some very good rationale, Ned, in what you're saying. But the reason that I would say that is simply because we're going to have a newly elected president at that time. I think that's going to be very, very instrumental. And I don't think the U.S. economy is nearly strong enough right now to think about raising interest rates back to a normal level. I mean, if nothing else, interest rates go back to a normal level, and obviously the U.S. will not simply not be able to service its debt. Once that takes center stage on the movie screen, for lack of better terms, of economics and finance, I think that, it's really going to start to hit the fan. Mr. Schmidt, having said that, it's been a sincere pleasure having you on the show. We want to get you back more often to talk about agriculture and your feelings about gold. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Segment three, getting towards the end of the first hour of the KE Report. Chatting with Vincent Metcalf right now. Vincent is involved with a company that is one of our sponsors, Falco Resources. Vincent, you came out with a news release just recently, October 3rd specifically, where the headline of the news release was Falco announced a significant increase in Horn 5 resources. In effect, those resources, the increase is so significant that will increase the mine life potentially of upwards of 3 years. Can you talk about that?
Sure, correct. So last week we released, as you said, the updated resource, essentially bringing the resource from 6.6 million ounces of gold equivalent up to 8.8 million ounces of gold equivalent resources. And essentially, it definitely represents, you know, a big step for the company. It lays the groundwork for the feasibility that we're doing at the moment. With the increase in resources and tonnage, that will allow us to move the mine life from right now a 12-year mine life to hopefully 15 to 16 years of mine life, depending on what rate we end up deciding to use in the end. But what this updated resource allowed us to do is convert from a first step some of the indicated resources into measured resources, giving us much more data and much more flexibility during the feasibility study work. And how we did that is we essentially looked at the historical channel chip sample database, which had never been included. So we added that, and we also included some additional drilling that we've been doing and completed this summer.
So, Vincent, would you say this new resource estimate, which I believe was about a 32% increase from what was previously reported, would you say that this gives investors a fair representation, a fair idea of what the ending resource or potential mine will encompass?
Absolutely, you're correct, Corey. Essentially, what we the big differences between the January resource where when we published the 6.6 million ounces and now is that when we published the one in January, we were kind of looking at comparable operations in the area which had similar scale, and by doing that, we benchmarked where we thought the cutoff would be, and we chose $65 NSR back in January. However, as you know, during the year, we published the PEA, the Preliminary Economic Assessment, which essentially allowed us to really know exactly where that cutoff would be. And now that's why with the updated resources, we've lowered that cutoff from $65 NSR to $55 NSR. And that adjustment basically allowed us to transfer what we thought previously would be non-economic mineralization into payable mineralization. So we've adjusted the cutoff to really represent exactly where we would think the mining operation would be when it would be in operation. And the other thing that we did also is we adjusted the commodity prices to reflect the current market environment. Essentially, we increased the gold price from $1,167 to $1,300, but we also lowered the copper price from $2.85 to $2.15 to essentially, as I said, make sure that it was representative with the current commodity price environment.
Let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Vincent, about boots on the ground in the immediate future in terms of this property. What's going on there?
Yeah, so as you know, we have four drills on the property at the moment. We have two drills doing some more drilling on the western extension at Horn. We've already released a few holes on that, but we also have another two drills on the Caiman extension with the first results hopefully coming out shortly. So on that front, you know, we're going to be drilling 20,000 meters of exploration drilling between those two projects. But the other thing that we'll be doing in the near term is hopefully starting some of the dewatering programs to make sure that the project advances in a timely manner. So over the next 6 months, you should see a few steps, a few milestones in terms of underground dewatering starting, and obviously a lot of exploration drilling results from those two programs I talked about, and essentially that is all, on top of the current 8.8 million ounces of resource we already have. So there's a big potential to see, the mine life go from now being 12, hopefully 16, once we include the new resources in the feasibility. And then on the top of that, with the exploration drilling we're doing and conducting at the moment, we're hoping that we get closer to the 20-year mine life, but obviously there's a lot more work to do on that front.
So, Vincent, I have to say that just looking at the stock chart, the Falco stock has held up very well considering this recent pullback that we've had, not just in the metals, but which has spread to a lot of other exploration, even production companies. And obviously, by the stock holding up means that you have some pretty dedicated long-term holders, but it also means that you are satisfying the market in terms of news flow. One aspect that I always want to look at and get your update on is the cash in the bank, because you do have, one would consider, a fairly aggressive exploration program, and how are you planning on funding that?
Yeah, I mean, right now we just published our latest sets of financial. We have $9 million in the bank, but as you said, we're working pretty hard on the drilling and on the development front. So that's going down. We'll probably finish this quarter around $4-5 million. So the good thing with being in Quebec is that we have a lot of support from the government funds, and we foresee that support continuing. Same thing with, we have Osisko Royalties as the major shareholder. They own 20% of the stock when you include the insiders. So, from that point of view, we have access to capital. But the other great thing is as, you pointed out, our stock's been doing very well. We've jumped from being just a small explorer to a developer, and the market cap is a lot more attractive to some of the larger funds. So we're seeing a lot more interest from that point of view, and we believe that we'll be able to get support from those larger funds, which usually come in with big checks. So from that point of view, We foresee the next year as being very, very good for Falco, because we have, you know, one, access to capital, but also a project which we keep de-risking, you know, 1 month at a time and moving it forward. And I think that's what people recognize with Falco today.
Vincent, we've only got about 2 minutes left here. Actually, just a little bit less than 2 minutes. Do me a favor. You've been in this industry a long time, and I know that you are somewhat jaded in your opinion, as Corey and I are in our opinions, but what's your view on the future of the resource market vis-a-vis the companies, the publicly traded companies that are part of that universe for, let's say, the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in general, obviously the market, the gold market, I think we've got a 2-3 year period in front of us, which will be very good for precious metals. In general, I think the important thing when somebody chooses an explorer or a development company is really to choose a company with good management and that a company that's done it before. Because that, in the end, if you have a great management team with an okay asset, that asset's going to make money. If you have a poor management team with a great asset, you're not going to be able to deliver on what people are expecting. So from that moment, I think, you know, you need to be betting on management, and that, I think, is the most important thing when looking at a stock.
Oh, and that's one aspect why I personally like Falco, is not only the management but the close relationship with Osisko. I've chatted with members of management over at Osisko, and it's a company that I think in these markets and even during the bear market was doing everything right to position itself for the eventual rise in metal prices. And now that we are seeing a slow recovery in metal prices, which I think is healthy, then that lends that company, which is closely connected to Falco, to continue to move forward and advance properties much like the Horn 5. So, Vincent, I appreciate your time. For everyone's information, Falco is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol FPC. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, we've got one of my favorite newsletters and one of Corey's favorite newsletter writers with us right now, John Kaiser. John is a gentleman who I have known for probably 20 or 25 years. I have to say he is totally unbiased. John, you were talking about a company called Urovan, and I hate to start out with this on a negative note, but Urovan basically took a real beating last week when the drill results from one of the holes at the outer ring turned out to be very, very bad. Having said that, the market right now is very skittish, and that caused a big sell-off in Urovan stock. This was a great indication to me of exactly how skittish investors are right now.
Yeah, Urovan's actually a good example of how the year has progressed. It had a slow start, but then they did a geophysical survey on the Outer Ring project, and it showed up what appeared to be an excellent EM conductor anomaly correlated with the geochem anomaly, which is their specialty, indicating uranium deposits at depth. And the size of the anomaly was such that the company said, we're going to drill this. They tried to raise $2.5 million, raised just short of $400,000. Went and drilled one hole. First 100 meters looked very promising, but then it just faded out into unaltered sandstone and the hole bottomed in the basement 900 meters deep. And there was no sort of uranium radioactivity or anything like that. And the market cap was only like $18 million, but it was just a brutal sell-off. They slipped it out just before the morning opening without warning anybody. And boom, from 30 cents down to 10 cents, it's about 7-8 cents Canadian dollars. And no, it's not that horrible. They drilled one hole on a long shot target. The story is still intact. The attention shifts now to the Stewartson project, where either Cameco hands it back because of their $2 billion Canadian Canada revenue tax problem, or they say, yes, we are going to spend $1.5 million next year to vest for 51%. In either case, Stewartson's going to get a shot next year. So the company's now become liquid at a quite cheap price. I still like it. The science remains intact. My recommendation is still for people to stay the course, use this liquidity opportunity to buy, but don't expect a rebound until sometime next year. And that's the same attitude for the whole market. We had a lot of optimism, and any exploration junior that isn't now producing stellar exploration results is being hammered. We've seen it with other stocks like Colorado, Serengeti, and of course the optionality plays that have done very well this year and raised a lot of money. They're getting hammered because gold's now parked at 1250, just above a very important support level.
John, I think this Eurovan story, as you mentioned, is a great barometer of what happened so far this year. I think investors started seeing the gold price go up, and then they started seeing the stock prices go up exponentially, and they were rushing in, I think, to almost everything that had some sort of a drill program. And now that we're seeing these drill results coming out, well, now I think it's more of a sell the fact with some of the worst drill programs. The problem is, with some of the good drill programs, they're holding up there okay, but investors just got a little overconfident, didn't they? And it seems like after 4 or 5 years of a down market, with this drop in gold that we've seen, and with this pullback in some of the shares of, let's say, almost 50% from their highs, investors, again, are getting very scared and almost selling a broad spectrum of their stocks. Do you think this is going to continue?
Well, I think this pullback is actually quite healthy because only crazy people like me actually had exposure to the juniors in January when it looked like we were going to go even lower. The reasons for expecting higher gold prices, they remain intact. There is reason to hope that the secular stagnation will turn around and drive up metal prices. And there's also disasters potentially in making in countries like Congo, which could curtail supply of key metals like copper. I think this is something like now we're in the late part of 2009. We had this surprise rally that took up the juniors. Now we're having this pause, this slump. Now a much bigger audience that missed the boat on that sort of, as you described it, panic buying opportunity, they now have a chance to look at the companies. And you know what? Only about 400 or 500 companies benefited from this rally. These are the better ones. There's still 800 juniors with negative working capital that haven't been financed. So now you can go back in there and look at the ones you missed the boat on, start doing almost your seasonal bottom fishing a little bit earlier than normal. I think we're in a 2 to 3 year bull market. I think gold will turn around again. And I think discovery exploration will get traction as projects get better financed than they were this year. And we get more money going into the ground.
Got a question for you, John. I agree with you about the resource sector. And I think the resource sector is going to come back in spades primarily for political reasons. The DRC, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Friedland has a huge copper play in there. But it's my understanding from talking with you off mic that he has hedged his bets on that with another copper play in Australia because he feels that perhaps the political situation could go south on public companies located in the DRC. Can you comment on that?
Well, Robert Friedland would never say that one should worry about the stability of the DRC because this is where Ivanhoe's primary assets are.
I understand.
And Kamoa was a fantastic discovery they made about 6-7 years ago. And now within that same property, they've made the Kakula discovery, which they just announced today, a resource over 100 million tons of 3.5% copper and all sort of relatively near surface, flat-lying system, absolutely an extraordinary deposit, 40 billion pounds of copper. That's at $2, that's like $80 billion of very high value, high rock value copper. Now, the problem is Kabila is supposed to be stepping down this fall, and he has not called any election. And he is backed by Rwanda, the Tutsi group out of Rwanda. It's almost like a remote-controlled country. And the old Mobutu clan, they are rising up to fight against it, and all the other groups are united. The potential exists for the DRC to plunge into a civil war in the same manner that it did in the early 90s. And that will help copper somewhat, but it'll be absolutely devastating to cobalt because Congo supplies 50% of all the world's cobalt. And with all the talk about electric cars becoming the big new thing, and this is a big talking point for Robert Friedland, nickel and cobalt are major components of the cathode part of the lithium ion battery. And so what Friedland had inside Ivanhoe was an Australian deposit called Syreston, a nickel cobalt thing, low grade, worthless at today's metal prices. He shifted it out and gave it to a company called Cleantech Holdings in Australia because there's a major scandium deposit associated with the nickel cobalt deposit. And the scandium could carry the day in 5 to 6 years. And he's just done a new pre-feasibility study on the nickel-cobalt component. He's using spot cobalt and then a sort of higher price, you know, $7.50 nickel compared to the $4.50 where it is. But when you look at it, you look at $30, $40 cobalt instead of $12 where it is at now, that becomes a cobalt deposit. And with the scandium kicker coming in, he basically has an optionality bet on the decline of the DRC sending cobalt through the roof, and it's now in a different company. And I think the Ivanhoe Mines is being teed up for being bought by the Chinese.
Yeah, I think what people have to do is they have to realize the fragility, perhaps, of the supply coming from the DRC, and they have to look at other parts of the world. And I guess what I would have to say is it just strikes me from what you're saying that a good way to hedge your bets would be a company like Exeter Resources, which is a huge copper gold play in Chile, the Caspiche project. Would you agree or disagree with me?
Yes, and it's kind of ironic because at the Mines and Money show in Toronto a couple of weeks ago during his keynote speech, Robert Friedland made a point of bashing rare earths, gold, and Chilean copper mines. In fact, he shocked the audience. This is a sign of how Trump has kind of changed the world with a naming people say inappropriate things. He described Chilean copper mines as old ladies lying in bed waiting to die. And you could feel the audience cringe as he said that. And it is actually the case that these copper mines require a lot of work to keep going. And most of them do not have a gold kicker. They have a moly kicker, which helps them out, but not a gold kicker. Exeter's Caspiche is, you can sort of say, is it a gold-copper deposit or is it a copper-gold deposit? It is waiting for stronger copper and or gold prices to justify development. So it's like a wonderful optionality play, not just on copper-gold, but also on the Chileans, not getting their act together, investing the huge amount of money their existing copper mines require, and on the DRC hitting a stumbling block and going offline for a while and giving copper that spike into the $3 to $4 range, which will suddenly push somebody to move on the Caspiche project of Exeter.
All right, John. Thank you for your up-to-date insights on Yerevan and also what's going on with Friedland and Exeter. Stick around.
Thanks,
where you're going
you
to
now.
Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.